The Degenerate Derek Podcast.
Yo, welcome back. Another episode, Degenerate Derek Podcast. I know. I missed week 18. What am I going to do? Had a major family I don't know. I had something super, super awful happen to me that weekend. And I just couldn't find time to do it. I had to be with the family. So I do have a heart, despite what some people think. Family does mean, it doesn't mean like everything to me, but it's, you know, it means something, you know what I mean? Like, so every once in a while, I apologize. I know a lot of people were hitting me up. I haven't addressed it. I was pissed, you know, after I dealt with the family thing and then, you know, we got through it as the week. I was just like, God damn it. Like, how do you do it every week? And then you're on the cusp, especially after going 4-1 in week 17. It's not like I ended the season and was like sucked or anything. I'm 48-34-3. I had a shot in week 18 to go 4-1 or 5-0, and then I would have hit my 60%, but it is what it is. 48-34-3 on the year. Again, week 17, I went 4-1. Finished the season at 58%. Fuck! I mean, it was right there. It was right there. But I'm still happy with it. I mean, 58%, come on. 58%. All I know is I made money this year betting football. Based on my record and based on my transactions with my bookie, I know I was in the black. Or is it the red? Red, is the red bad or is it? I think black is positive. Red's bad, so red's negative. I was in the black. I know that. I'll have to do my tallies and see exactly what I did make on NFL football this year, because I am curious now. Got to go back and check that. But anyways, 48-34-3 on the year. 4-1 week 17. I'm back for the playoffs. I'm here. I'm picking every game. It's Saturday morning recording this. Because honestly, I thought about just saying, fuck it, and not, you know. Yeah, I missed week 18, so there's now, it's like, what's the point? But then I was like, you know what, if the Bills and the Chiefs, or the Bills and the Bengals, you know, they had a hiccup in their season, so did I. Both for tragedies, too. Well, not tragedies. I don't know, do you call them, tragedies is probably only when it's like loss of life. Tragedies is probably too dramatic for what happened to myself. Maybe not to DeMar Hamlin. I don't know. He's on the road to recovery. I got to find a way out of this. Anyways, wild card playoffs. Let's get into that, okay? Let's get straight into it. We got two games today, Saturday. Then we got three games Sunday. And then we got a game Monday. Some people would say a huge game Monday. So let's get into it. Seahawks, 49ers are opening up. As you guys know, since about week 13, 14, maybe somewhere around there, maybe even earlier, I told you guys a little bet on the San Francisco 49ers future to win the Super Bowl would not be a bad bet. It wouldn't. And it looks great, especially when you look at the NFC. I don't know who else you're really putting maybe in the NFC title game outside of San Francisco, maybe Philly, I guess. Philly's going to have some issues. Actually, I'm not even going to say that, because last time I was talking shit about Philly in the playoffs, they made an unbelievable run. So, you know what? I'm going to walk that back. I like my positioning with San Francisco. They open up the playoffs hosting Seattle. They're 9.5-point favorites. 9.5 points. I think it's a big number. I really do. I just can't figure out. I haven't been able to figure out Seattle all year. If you guys have been listening to the podcast all season, I've always been on the wrong side of Seattle, so it makes me nervous to pick this game. But I am going to pick every playoff game. That's what I've said all year, so I got to make a pick on this one. Oh, I mean, they got to show up, right? It's the playoffs. Let me go. It's just a big number. I'll go Seattle. I'll go Seattle to make it somewhat of a competitive game. I mean, obviously, with my future on San Francisco, I want to bet the 49ers at -9.5, but it's just such a big number, especially for the playoffs. But yeah, wild card weekend, you're going to see that. You see an even bigger number tomorrow with the Bills and the Dolphins. But for first pick, let's go Seattle, +9.5. Let's see if they can't, you know, muddy this game up a little bit. No, there's no way, bros. San Francisco's rolling. Fuck that. San Francisco is absolutely dominating Seattle in this game. My pick is 49ers -9.5. End of story. That's pick number one for the 2023 wild card playoffs. All right, let's move on to game two. This evening, I should say, the Chargers and the Jaguars. This should be the best game, maybe, of the weekend. A lot of people, everybody's saying you don't want to play the Chargers. You don't want to play the Chargers. You don't want to play the Chargers. But do you want to play Jacksonville in Jacksonville? I mean, honestly, Trevor Lawrence, Doug Peterson, man, I just can't imagine, right? You look at the teams, like, this is going to be such a great game. This should be awesome. But give me... I'm going to go Jaguars, +2.5. At home, Doug Peterson, Trevor Lawrence. No way. There's no way. Give me the Chargers, -2.5 on the road, taking on the Jags. Final answer. All right, so first two picks. You got 49ers at home, -9.5 against Seattle. And then I got Chargers on the road, -2.5 on the road, taking on the Jags. Those are my picks for Saturday's games. Sunday's games, there's three of them. Miami on the road, taking on Buffalo. Buffalo -13.5. I obviously Buffalo. You know, you don't know who's playing for Miami. Buffalo's got to get it rolling. I'll go Bills at home -13.5. They got some making up to do. And I think the Bills do it. And I don't know who's even the quarterback for the Dolphins. Anybody know? I don't. I have no clue. So let's go Bills. If I don't know who the fuck your quarterback is, I'm going to go the other side. Bills -13.5 at home. That's tomorrow. That's Sunday. Game two, Sunday afternoon. Giants on the road taking on the Minnesota Vikings. Vikings are -3. Giants finish up the year 9-7, 13-4 against the spread. Wow. What an against the spread record. Oh my God, that is so good. The Vikings, they had a 13-4 regular season record, and they were 7-9-1 against the number. So at home, taking on a feisty, ready, well-coached New York Giants team. Give me the Vikings, though. I'm not going to disrespect the Vikings and Justin Jefferson and Kirk Cousins and just what they've been able. I mean, 13-4 is they're one of the best teams in the league. And the Giants have had their troubles. The Vikings haven't. You're at home. Minnesota has a true home field advantage. It gets loud as shit in that stadium. Billy Madison, host of the Billy Madison Show that I'm a co-host on from Minnesota, loves the Vikings. Does nothing but talk shit about them. Every game you ask him, he watches every Vikings game, every one of them. Never talks about it, but he watches every one of them. You ask him, oh, every week they're going to lose. He's a pessimistic about it. Like, he is... He tells me, the whole time I've known him, for like, you know, 15 years or whatever, every week Vikings are going to lose. He's never been like, the Vikings are going to beat somebody's ass. Ever. ever. But I got the Vikings beating the Giants ass today. I'm going to take them at home -3. I mean, I think the cute pick is to take the Giants, but give me the team that's been doing it all year. All right? I know people are like, eventually it's got to go the other way. Yeah, maybe, but... If you're a team that is used to all year pulling out the stops, doing what you got to do to win football games, I'm gonna go with you, especially wild card weekend, and you got the home game. Give me the Vikings -3. So that's Bills -13.5, Vikings -3. Let's move on to Sunday night, Baltimore Cincinnati. Got to go Cincinnati -8.5. I know I'm picking a lot of chalk here, but it's like a lot of these teams. You know, you look at the Dolphins, the Ravens, you don't know who their quarterback is. You don't know who's going to play for them at quarterback. And then you're going to pick them to, like, keep it close? I don't know. I don't like that. Actually, I'm going to go Ravens plus 8.5. Yeah, I'm going to go Ravens plus 8.5. You know, Harbaugh, he's going to do what he's got to do. They're probably going to shock some people. They're going to keep that game close, definitely. I don't know who their quarterback is, but Ravens are definitely keeping that game close at plus 8.5. No doubt about it. So I got Vikings minus 3, Bills minus 13.5, and Ravens plus 8.5 on for Sunday, okay? Those are my Sunday picks. Monday, I'm going to get back to you on Monday. We're going to do a podcast on Monday all about the Cowboys and the Bucks. That game is making me nervous. It really is. But I'm going to get back to you Monday right after the Billy Madison Show with a special Cowboys versus Bucks preview, okay? Good luck this weekend. I'm going to get out of here so I can get out of this out in time for you guys to be able to consume it before the games kick off. Have a wonderful weekend. I'll be back Monday, Martin Luther King Day, for Cowboys Bucks preview. All right? Have a good one.
The Degenerate Derek Podcast is for entertainment purposes only. If you think you have a gambling problem, stop listening to f***ing podcast and get help. Seriously, The Degenerate Derek Podcast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.